Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Alyssa. This is Kelly Nimchuk. Here with Mr. Timothy Tony. You sent me a message saying that you could not reach either one of us. I apologize yesterday. My phone was on vibrate. I didn't even realize it. And then this week I had to change my password because I usually don't ever mistype my password. I made it very simple for me to type it in, and I've been doing good for months. And now, of course, this week I had two times where I had to change it, so I made it something similar to that one. I still had even an issue today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in time sheets. I've been here. I mean, my patients are here, but I mean, I've been here regular time. But I'll either go to clock out, and I'll forget to press the okay button at the end, the last okay button, the confirm one. So, because I'll be so busy and trying to get down to my child or whatever. Long story short, I just end up forgetting. I usually don't, but I just this week I did. So I know I've been in a rush this week. So I'll put in time sheets for this week so this covers me, so this way Valerie won't have an issue with it. All right, sorry, go ahead now. What did you want to talk to me about, Valerie? I mean, Alyssa.
Okay, no problem. And can you provide me the last name of the patient?
Yes, Tommy. T as in Tom, O, M as in Mary, E, Y.
Okay, yeah, Timothy. Yeah, we were trying to reach out to them only check up verification to see that information of the patient keeps being the same, okay?
Okay, hold on one second. I'm going to put him on speakerphone, okay?
Okay. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, too, his phone just broke. It was weird. It was like a malfunction on his phone. So I told him about Consumer Cellular and how it's good for people with 50 or older, and it's a lot cheaper and everything like that, but good service. So he's waiting on his phone to come
Through the mail.
through the mail
Oh,
by like
okay, no problem. Also, I wanted to know, Timothy, would you already let me know that your phone is not working? Your address is 5241 Cottage Street, Apartment C7, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19124.
Yes, ma'am.
Timothy, have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
Oh, no.
Great to hear that. And lastly, we want to know how has been the services, if Kelly is providing a good care. Do you have any issue, any concern?
Oh, no, she's an excellent caregiver. I have no problems at all. I mean, she's up there at 12 o'clock. She stays a little bit later on the daytime and whatever, but I have no complaints and no nothing. I think she's a good hire. I think I did a good hire when I got her.
Okay, no problem. And also, I wanted to confirm the visits for Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Since there was clock in but not clock out, so you avoid to send time sheets, we can confirm the visit with the patient.
Give me them days again, please.
Did she provide the services on Monday, Thursday, and Wednesday?
Yes, she did. Right now I'm in the middle of, I have a PHA inspection coming up within the next couple of weeks, and we are trying to get my apartment actually together so I can pass my inspection so I can re-enter my PHA voucher so I can have my voucher to be able to stay here. But she's been here and we've been busting our butts to getting everything done for my PHA inspection coming up.
Okay, great, perfect. In that case, thank you so much for answering and have a great day.
You too, thank you. You have a lovely weekend.
Same for you.
Yep.
Alyssa?
Yes?
Can I talk to you real quick? I've sent in my direct deposit slip, I mean, I don't know, about 30 times. I'm not even lying to you. But I always send it to Valerie, sends me a link, or she even gave me the name of the guy. I think it's Michael Sanchez, similar to, it's not the same as your last name, but it's Michael. And I've sent him, because I want to use my Cash App card because you get rewards, you get the 2 days sooner, and all that.
In that case, you should reach out to Tamiri, that is HR assistant, that she's in charge of that. It's the same, my number, but ends in 15. Instead, 29, ends in 15, okay?
Hold on 1 second. Let me write it up. Now, I know you would hand it to me, Tim, but I got it, too.
No, I want to wait for you.
I know. To be honest with you, Alyssa, I should have called you a while ago. I've been literally walking in the snow to cash my check every week, and then they deduct, $10 a check, and it's like, man, all this money could be going in my pocket. I'm wasting money on SEPTA. I'm wasting money on, them to cash it, and I could have it 2 days sooner. I just don't understand why. But I kept it. It was before, I had this issue before you were even my coordinator. That's how long ago I had it.
Okay.
Before you were even assigned me as a coordinator for me. Yeah, so that's my fault. I should have told you. I've been trying to reach out to Valerie, and then she'll look into it, and then I guess she gets busy with other things. All right, so what'd you say it was?
267.
Mm-hmm.
551-7415.
Mm-hmm. And who's this? HR, who?
She's Tamiri. She's the person that is in charge of that things.
How do you spell her name?
Tamiri.
How do you spell it?
I mean, that's the page. Sorry, I'm not able to do it properly.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was asking who is the person that is in HR, the head person I need to talk to that you're talking?
Yeah.
So you gave me
her
the
name. Her name is Tamiti.
How do you spell Tamiti?
Okay, T A.
Okay.
M E T I.
All right, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Did you need anything else from me?
No, that would be everything. Anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's all. Thank you, Alyssa.
Okay, no problem.
Have a good day.